She looked at David now, sleeping on the other side of the porch, a muscle working in his cheek.
David,
she whispered, but he did not hear her. David, she said a bit louder, but he did not stir. At 4 o'clock, she roused herself dreamily. She chose a sundress splashed with flowers, gathered at the waist, thin straps over her shoulders. She put on an apron and began to cook simple but luxurious foods. Oyster stew with crisp crackers on the side, corn yellowing on the cob, a fresh green salad, small lobsters she'd bought that morning at the market, still in buckets of seawater. As she moved in the tiny kitchen, improvising roasting pans from cake pans and substituting oregano for marjoram in the salad dressing, the crisp cotton skirt moved lightly against her thighs, her hips. The air, warm as breath, glanced across her arms. She plunged her hands into a sink of cold water, rinsing the lettuce leaf by delicate leaf. Outside, Paul and David worked to light a fire in the half-rusted grill, its holes patched with aluminum foil. There were paper plates on the weathered table, and wine poured into red plastic glasses. They would eat the lobster with their fingers, butter running down their palms. She heard his voice before she saw him. Another tone, slightly lower than David's and slightly more nasal, with a neutral northern accent. Crisp air, edged with snow, floated into the room with every syllable. Nora dried her hands on the kitchen towel and went to the doorway. The three men, it shocked her that she thought of Paul this way, but he stood shoulder to shoulder with David now, nearly grown and independent, as if his body had never had anything to do with hers at all, were clustered on the sand just beyond the porch. The grill gave off its aromas of smoke and resin, and the coals sent a wavering heat into the sky. Paul, shirtless, stood with his hands thrust into the pockets of his cutoffs, answering with awkward brevity the questions that came his way. They did not see her, her husband and her son. Their eyes were on the fire and on the ocean, smooth as opaque glass at this hour. It was Howard, facing them, who lifted his chin to her and smiled. For an instant, before the others turned, before Howard raised the bottle of wine and slid it into her hands, their eyes met. It was a moment real to only the two of them, something that could not be proven later, an instant of communion subject to whatever the future would impose. But it was real, the darkness of his eyes, his face, and hers opening in pleasure and promise, the world crashing around them like the surf. David turned, smiling, and the moment slammed shut like a door.
"It's white," Howard said, handing her the bottle.
Nora was struck by how ordinary Howard seemed then, by the silly way his sideburns grew halfway down his cheeks. The hidden meaning of the earlier moment, had she imagined it then, was gone.
"I hope that's all right."
"Perfect," she said. "We're having lobster."